come into the quiet that waits beyond all the busyness. Come into the story that happens over and over again on many dark nights in deep winter. Come into the mystery that attends every birth. The mystery that surprises us and frightens us and sets us out on the road seeking for the life we want to live, the life we want to offer the world. Come into the brightness that Christmas offers a wintry world. These are the words of the old story. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of David. To be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, for which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now into Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told to them concerning this child. And all they heard wondered at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
A star from where we are is only a particle of light, to dignify the dark with height, a metaphor of fire. We see a history. A million years and miles confine vast suns in the dot-to-dot design we idly trace in space. But one, they say, bent down and led the magi through the cold to lay rich gifts before a child, and he became a flame whose glow, remembered now by wanderers on a darkened earth, may light our passage to the birth of some new source of force.
Ronan, my almost 2-year-old boy, and I were in the kitchen last week, and we had just the Christmas lights on, and I thought I heard singing. The gas company has been working on our road all week, so we've sort of gotten used to hearing people talking outside of our house. But the singing was different. thought, well, maybe the neighbors are playing their stereo very loudly. And then the doorbell rang, which startled both of us because the doorbell never rings except when Ronan rings it when we are on our way into the house. And Ronan looked up at me and said, "Pick you up," which means pick me up. And we headed for the door. Our house is just below street level. I can't explain exactly why, but it is. We're just two steps down from the street. So opening the front door and looking out feels a little bit like looking out of a hillside cave. So there we stood, a tired woman with a toddler on her hip, stepping out into the winter night with a dozen people singing to us. They were about halfway through "We Wish You a Merry Christmas" by the time we got out the door. They must have been from a church group or a choir because they sang in harmony beautifully and they looked up from their song sheets like they had chosen us to sing to. And they were standing close together and bent over a little bit because they were just a little bit above us. And Ronan looked at them and looked at them. He wasn't afraid, but he had never stepped out the door to a choir of people singing before. He looked at them intently, studying their faces and the sound of that song in the December darkness. And the song ended, and I said, "Thank you." And they said, "Merry Christmas." And they moved on down the street, looking for the next place with lights on. And as we ducked back into the house, I discovered that my eyes were full of tears. The world has been difficult recently. And by recently, I think I may mean the last couple of centuries in general. But the last few weeks in particular, racial tensions boiling to the surface in our country, struggles about the environment, violence in other lands. And this song didn't make any of that go away, but the song was true too. And it wasn't really the particular words. It was that with no warning and no expectation, there was singing outside my door. Singing in the darkness right there on my threshold. And I wondered if that's what it was like for the shepherds watching their sheep who had these angels appear over them on that first Christmas night a long time ago. The angels came to announce the arrival of a child expected and hoped for, a child who might change the world. But before they got to the announcement of the baby, what the shepherds experienced was voices in the night sky, a singing presence on the hillsides, which were usually quiet. They knew that something was happening because there was that singing in the dark. And that's what's happening in the night tree story, too. At first glance, you wonder, where is the Christmas story in this story of the tree? And it's an old solstice ritual, to be sure, which is also the Christmas story. The story when there might just have been darkness, but then there was a song. The night tree calls all the visitors out from the forest, all the wandering wisdom. In the story, the family gets just a little glimpse of the life that they are feeding. That one deer, one owl call. And still they are feeding all of the creatures that they never see. And that's the Christmas story. Gifts and celebration and excitement for a story that is not complete. For a story that is really still just getting started. A story we mostly can't see. In the Christmas story and the solstice story, we are not in full sunlight. We are not full grown. We are in the dark. But there is a light. There is a light that has not been seen before. And there is a song where we expected silence.